Tristan.
Yes.
We got him.
Yep.
We tracked him down. Finally. We got him, finally. I'll let you go ahead, buddy. This is a big grab for us this year.
Of course.
So go ahead, man.
So once again, for the third time on the show, here live in the studio, we're able to bring back assistant captain of the Essex 73s, number 24. Fifth on the team in points for playoffs. Missed some games, but we're happy to have him back, Liam Hall. Liam, how's it going, buddy?
Oh, it's going good. Happy to be here. Happy to be back.
Yeah. Welcome back, man. Yeah. I, what did I say to you? I'm like, Halsey, as long as you play on the team, I said, I got to have you once a year.
Yes, sir.
Right?
Yeah.
So here
this is
we
my
are.
First time on the show with him.
I can't believe,
I've never interviewed him. So
how many episodes have you been here now?
Long time. Well, over 50, because we were in the 90s, I think, when I came on.
Yeah, and we're almost 160.
Yeah, we're over a year now, so it's good to finally, I think this is only like my third Essex 73, our first one of the year.
Yeah.
It's about time. But
yeah, so figure it out, guys.
we're pretty happy to have, my opinion, the best player on the team. You look at it all around, you know, they have those advanced stats.
Yeah.
Liam would be up there in all
for
categories,
sure.
So
Let's hop right into her, buddy.
Get right into
so
her.
We'll kind of start towards the start of the year, camp, everything like that. How was the vibe? I know you're coming in this year overager, so obviously, and your numbers have been fantastic this year, by the way. So just how did you feel coming in?
Well, exiting last season, that's obviously a sour taste, losing in the finals yet again. Mm-hmm. But going into my last year, I wanted to focus on, you know, getting the best shape I could because it was my last go. You know, you might as well make the best of it. Yeah. So, you know, me and my dad, after work, he'd get out there and he'd jog with me a little bit. And then little things I would never, ever do before. Just little things. And, you know, coming into camp and everything, the vibe was we were hungry. We're a hungry group. Mm-hmm. Out for a little bit of revenge. I think we owe Lakeshore a little bit of what they gave us the last couple of years. So I think just right away off the bat, our mentality was win the last game of the year. That's always been what we say. Our coaches preach that too, is just win the last game of the year. Mm-hmm. So
for sure.
I can imagine like the confidence, especially over the summer, you see all these moves that Mike made, like bringing in the captain of the Sutherland Cup winning team their top six right wing, Kuvion and What was that like for the guys who the veterans with the team, just seeing those moves like Dowling, Sagan coming from Tavistock? Like,
me and Pales had a couple talks throughout the summer, and I know we had talks with a bunch of the guys on the team, just kind of wondering how our opinion was on certain guys and whatnot. But the guys that we got, like, they have came in, really changed, I think, our culture a little bit for the better. Mm-hmm. And also added a little bit of, I don't want to say skill or talent, but a little bit of extra that maybe we didn't have in the past couple of years. And I think, like, what an addition. If you're going to go get some guys, and I mean, those are the guys you want to go get. That being said, I mean, the guys that we had to let go, bringing those guys in, were some pretty good players too. But I think, like I said, like, you can't go wrong with the guys we brought in this year. So. Mm-hmm.
Do you know why all those guys came? Was it just because they kind of didn't want to make the jump to A, or was it just like Essex kind of, like, let's face it, it's a nice freaking phone call you get when you get a call from Mike that says, hey, do you want to come to Essex?
I mean, when they moved up to A there, Leamington, it's a lot of time. A lot of the guys don't like work or
the travels
or
crazy,
go to school.
Dude.
The travel's crazy. Well, so
yeah,
like Coos right now, he's in firefighting at St. Clair. So he's busy with that. He's in school every day. Pix, he's a electrician. I know he's apprenticing and stuff. He's doing work he's working all the time. So
have him do some work around here for me. There's a couple things I need done.
Yeah. So I know like a lot of those guys are busy and whatnot. So I don't think they had necessarily had the time for A. Right. So,
well, you got to think too, right? They're coming up on what would be their final year if they were to stay up there. So you have to drop down, I think, before the previous year's deadline, right?
Yeah.
So it would have been this year if they would have continued. If they still want like a 21-year-old year, they would have had to drop down by whatever it was.
Does that buy them an extra year here in Essex?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Well, they would have. You have to end. Like, I always thought couple years back, I thought Wyatt O'Neill might have made the decision to come down, but he ended up staying. Mm-hmm. And they had a good run. He scored that sick goal that year in the playoffs for them, but he made the decision to stay up, and then you're just done.
Oh, okay.
When you're 20, so, like, if I played B my whole career, my last year would have been last year.
Yeah.
Like, but.
So you're probably glad that you made that choice.
Right? Yeah.
Like,
you
got another extra year, like, hometown boy.
Too, yeah. Right? Well, that was a big part of it, too. After when I first came down to see the next year, there were some questions. If the Flyers, LaSalle, like, would I, you know, go back up? And I think that was a big part of it, too. You know, you get an extra year of hockey, so why not?
I'll be honest with you, man. Like, seeing you play from when you first came in to, like, now, like, the growth of you as a player. And I've been watching, obviously, right? Because we've had this show going about 3 years now, roughly. Mm-hmm. So, like, I've watched you your whole career here. Well, here. And it's just, like, you've just evolved as a player. But you, like, when you came in, like, but now you play, like, a full, well, 200 foot game, right, shall we say. Like, you know what I mean? You play great on both sides of the puck. You play power play. You play penalty kill. You'll block a shot. You'll stick up for a teammate. Score a big goal. Like, there's just not very many guys that you find nowadays that are kind of, shall we say, the jack of all trades, right?
Yeah. So,
yeah, it's just crazy what you do, man. Your game's evolved nice.
I appreciate that, but I really have to thank a lot of the guys I've played with over the years. I've been fortunate to play on probably some of the best lines that this division's seen in the last few years. Chitty, Smitty, LeGood and McCracken last year. Picks, Coves this year. So,
like, when we see that top line go out on the ice this year, it's like, it's
like, especially boy, like, right at the start, it was crazy. It was exactly what I predicted. I remember telling my dad after all these additions, I'm like, it's gonna get out of hand after a while. Like, the 13-0 wins and stuff like that. Like, it was a royal blasting. Like, those teams were getting hammered, and it evened out near the end. Obviously, coaching changed too, but
for sure,
you look at it, it's just that top line. Like, our Essex has got four lines that are better than a lot of teams' top six groups.
Yeah, for sure.
And it's paid dividends.
Essex, like, draws a lot of good guys in here just by the history of the franchise and, like, the stuff like that too, right? Like, you got to feel that walking into the room, just the fans, just how the town is. This town is painted orange right now, dude.
Yeah.
I can't go anywhere without somebody talking to me about you guys.
Yeah.
Like, it's big insane. Time. So do you guys in the room, do you guys feel that vibe from the town that, like, just everybody's watching you? Do you guys feel all that?
We do. And actually, there's been multiple times this year on our home ice. We'll be down going into the dressing room and we'll be like, we don't lose at home. Like, there's 600, 700, 800 people here coming to watch us. Like, we got to, you know, show out and win for them. And, no, they've been great. The fans have been great. It should get even crazier this series coming up. So
I'm expecting every crowd over 1,000.
Oh, yeah. Easily. Yeah. At Lakeshore, I think we might hit 1,500.
You think we're going to sell out? Like, that's
got to
be pretty.
It's
going to
be over capacity. It's over capacity. I think it's 1,200 there.
There or here?
There.
What about here, though?
Here, I think it's 1,000.
Yeah, so we're gonna sell out here.
Oh yeah, it's gonna be crazy. Like, what do you think is going into the series? Now it's gonna sound like a more serious question. We're talking pretty openly,
whatever.
But
fire into it. Let's go.
No, like, what do you think is gonna be the biggest key for you guys to finally hit that fourth win before they do?
You know, we did it this year already. Yep. We beat them four times. Mm-hmm. I think we're a gritty group. We're a hungry group. And I think the difference this year is that I think we have a lot of depth. I think we have 23 guys, no matter who's in the lineup, the 20 guys in the lineup or whatever it is. I think we have a chance to win every night. We just got to work hard for 60 minutes, take care of our D zone. We have a lot of skill in the O zone, so we're going to score our goals. That's just going to come. It's came all year. But take care of our own zone, you know, play for our goalies, play for each other. And biggest thing is stay out of the box. They got a good power play over there, so stay out of the box. We've had some trouble with that in the past, but we stay out of the box, do the little things right, work hard, we'll be fine.
Halsey, you guys have shaved years off my life not staying out of the penalty box, man. Like, I was just saying to him while we were off air, I'm like, I think that's my one thing Like, I love you guys. Like, we love following the team. Yep. We love working with the team. We love being on staff with the team. Everything like that. But my one downfall to you guys is penalties, man. Like, we can be that rough and tough team and, like, go out and be, like, physical and that. But it's that stuff, like, I was saying on the air the last time you and I were on the one call for the game. It was near the end of the game. We're getting in the scrums, and I'm like, guys, get out of there. Like, yeah. It's not.
It was
like,
after Slochus' save, after 39 seconds.
It was a game saving save. And I was like, we were going skating into a scrum, and I'm like, get out of there, guys. Well, like, now is not the time.
A lot of it, though, is like, there's not continuity in the calls at all, especially in the last game at home between Blenheim and Essex. It was like, I verbally, usually I try and like say, oh, it's referee's discretion, but I was getting upset. I was like, okay, this is ridiculous. Yeah. Like, they're calling a soft. Who was it? I don't think it was you. Someone went in the corner and they had just gotten slashed to center ice, and then they got called on. I think it was Dembo. Mm. It was like a soft trip, and the guy clearly dove, and I'm like, okay, come on now. But especially against Blenheim, they had a good power play. All year long. Well, Blenheim. Craig Spence, like, and you got bowed.
Well,
and
they got a couple guys that are just units on that team, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I played with, I played against Spence most of my career, and he's always been a top defenseman everywhere he's been. Yeah. And Bowden, he was my centerman in Windsor, major midget. And he's also, I think we held those guys. I don't know the stats, but I think we held those guys pretty in check throughout the series.
Might have had 2 points.
Yeah, between the two guys there, they didn't have very many, but
they were shut down.
But that's the thing, though. You guys are physical.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? If we could say physical is key.
Well, yeah, and it's those matchups, right? Mm-hmm. Like I was saying, the deployment, like, Porosky had during that series was, like, perfect. You're looking out, like, the D pairings are getting the right amount of ice time. Like, Martineau was always out there matching up with the right guys, and it's just, like, what's it been like playing for a guy as storied as he is? Obviously, you came in here and a lot was up in the air at that point, you know? You had Mike behind the bench for a couple games. Yeah. What's it like now? You got Jamie as an assistant coach, as well as now Tony Porosky, greatest coach ever in this league. What's it been like having him as a bench boss?
Nothing short but incredible. Growing up a little kid watching the 73s as a fan, I always saw Tony behind the bench. Mm-hmm. I always remember him behind the bench. And those are always great 73s teams. So to be a part of it's really cool experience. I've always wanted to be coached by Tony, actually. When I was 15, I practiced a couple times when he was with the Flyers and stuff. And so, you know, I've always known Tony, but I've wanted to be coached by him. And actually now being coached by him, just his knowledge of the game is like no one I've ever like been on a team with or even shared a conversation with. Like just little things like, you know, stand in front of the net, takes away this and this. And it's like stuff that I wouldn't even think about that can change your game so much. And it's just, he's a winner. Like,
yep.
He's been there, done that multiple times. He doesn't like to lose. He's not a loser. His number one thing, you know.
300 wins in the league, man. Over 300 wins in the league. Like, that's insane.
Yeah.
And who else has done that?
If there is, it's someone from up north.
That's what I mean.
Not in the Great Lakes division that they had before PJ.
Yeah, it's like the moment he walked in the room, too, it's like.
Could you guys just feel the shift?
Can almost feel like. When he walks in, and this is like before games, in between periods, at any time he walks in, you almost like get chills on the back of your neck.
Yeah.
Because he just like, it's like Herb Brooks from Miracle. Yep. He just like moves you in a type of way. He fires you up, but he's also like, he can also yell at you and, you know, but like, it's like, oh, you know, I did, you know, fuck up there or whatever it was. But, no, like he's been great, and I think the guys really bought in right away with him, and the level of respect too, like between the players and the coaches, is like it's really close and tight knit. So yeah,
for sure. Like, was there like I know you guys when we made the freaking coaching change and everything like that, you guys stumbled a little bit. We took a shit kicking on social media for it, right?
Oh, man.
They were all over us, and we're like, we're gonna block everything out. We're just gonna continue just doing what we do. So, how was the like transition, shall we say, because it was two completely different coaching styles. So was that why you guys kind of stumbled a little bit? You're trying to, because Tony has a more defensive like style.
I think they only lost twice under Tony.
Yeah, I know, but they were right when he first came in, pretty much.
Yeah.
One of them was.
Yeah, the one was Blenheim.
Yes.
The shutout.
And then
there's the Moortown.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. But that's.
Yeah.
But as he was out and we had Mike on the bench, we lost in overtime to Wheatley. You know what I mean? Like stuff like that. So there has to be like a little bit of a stumble.
Like, I'm sure, Liam, that's probably a confidence thing, right? When it came to those losses in that short.
I mean,
had two or three in a few weeks.
Yeah, it was a little bit of a rough patch there. I think what happened there, I mean, we had everything going on with the coaches staff and everything, but mm-hmm. I think the players all together, we were still trying to play for each other, just, you know, kind of tune that out.
Yep.
At the end of the day, you know, we're the players, we're the ones playing the game, so you kind of just got to play for each other. But also, too, I think that was near the – I think it was close to – the break there, and right. I think, you know, it's not uncommon for a team. We were pretty hot off the start to kind of, you know, you see the break and you kind of ease up off the gas pedal a little bit. I'm not saying that we
didn't
weren't,
try,
yeah, but right. Just naturally, I think that you know, we started to take, you know, after you beat guys 13-0, 7-1, yeah. You know, mm-hmm. stuff like that, they're gonna catch up, yeah. And they caught up, so that's just, I think we went through a rough patch, but I think that break, I think it all came at the perfect time,
yeah,
to go
sure.
through that patch, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't want that shit going into the playoffs. Like,
no. No, yeah, that's the worst time to get slowing down.
For sure.
But I do want to ask, what was the feeling like? This is the second year in a row that Lakeshore has been on a crazy run in the regular season, and you guys are the one to cut them off. What's the feeling like in the room after that? Like, just that win. Both were on home ice.
Yeah. I mean, anytime we beat Lakeshore, it's a pretty good feeling.
Yeah.
You know, there's not, you know, they win games. They're a great team, obviously.
Yeah,
I mean,
sure. Yeah.
They've
well coached. I really,
yeah,
coach. Great coach. Yeah. And you know, they've done it the last couple of years. They've won, I what, three in a row now or whatever it is. I'm not
four.
Too sure, but
well, it depends, because there was that the one question year where Moortown was kind of unstoppable. That was the COVID year, but
doesn't matter.
Yeah,
we'll see.
But
sure.
You know, they've been yeah, running this division for a little bit now. But I honestly think we didn't go in there with like, oh, these guys are hot. You know, we know every time we mm-hmm. play them, it's going to be a tough game, and our mindset's the same. You know, it's whoever's going to work harder, we're going to work harder. That we're not going to let them outwork us at all. And we actually started off, if I'm not wrong, I think we started off pretty slow that game, but the message in the room never changed. Just outwork them. They're not going to stay with us for 60 minutes. We have such a deep team, like I said before.
Right.
Like we can roll four lines, yeah, six defensemen all night long,
mm-hmm.
whereas a lot of the other teams in the league can't yep. do that. So.
And sure. It's too, like I was saying earlier, those matchups. Like if you go up and down the lineup on paper, obviously paper's a lot different than on ice, but just you look at the matchups.
I know, but Tony's...
What line has Essex beat?
I know,
like,
but
line for line, you go 1-1, 2-2, 3-3, 4-4. Their third line's pretty good. I'll give them credit, but
coaching, like, he's really good at finding those mismatches, too, though.
Oh, Tony, yeah.
You
well,
know what I mean? Like, he almost has it to a science where he can locate those mismatches.
Yeah.
And we've kind of seen it the whole run. Like, there yeah. were certain spots to where, like, when we had a little bit of a stumble in the one game, and I said, they're going to come out with these guys to start the thing. And mm-hmm. me and you talked about it on there, and it ended up, it was the exact unit.
Yeah, the power
I said.
Play. That was yeah. when they set up that unit with.
And it was you guys. Martino, it was the top line with
Martino and Dembo.
Martino
and
Dembo.
They scored.
Yeah.
Dembo up
I mean,
at the point. You passed it to him. And he ripped the one tee from the top.
I'm really big on going four forwards and one guy on uh-huh. D on the power
yeah.
play, because that's four shooters on the ice. You know what I mean?
Yep.
But I like to, I noticed too, you guys have been putting big Martino out front of the net on the power plays too. Like, who thought of that?
That was Tony. I think he's done it in the past.
Just said, hey, you're big, go park your ass out front.
Yeah,
of the net,
I think he's
much.
Done it in the past with his old teams he's coached. Okay. But yeah, he just kind of said one day, he's like, You know, he's got a big frame.
But he just kind of shifted.
Yeah. put him in the front, see how it works. If it doesn't work out, you know, we go back to what we've been doing. But it's been working out. And, you know, our forwards, actually, we've been catching a lot of shit from the coaching staff out throughout the year that we don't get in front of the net. So we'll stand in front of the net. Shot comes, we move out of the way. So Marty, he can't really get out of the way. So, yeah. You know.
He's so big.
Yeah, he lifted his one leg on that goal. He just didn't even move. Just put his one leg up right under it.
Just don't pull anything. Don't pull anything.
And, man, I got to give Blenheim credit. That series, both of their goalies laid it all out on the line. Like, they're
for sure.
Only shutout this year was that Lemieux kid. Had a rough game two, but just, yeah, what's it?
He stopped a shitload of shots.
Yeah, he did. Like, what's it like when you get into a run there? Like, what has to be done? Like, what's the message on the bench when you guys play good goalies? Like, last year with Chartrand in round two, like, what do you guys, what's the conversation like?
You know, don't get discouraged. Don't get away from your game. You know, keep taking those chances that you usually would. Keep shooting the shots that, you know, you shoot. They're going to go in. Mm-hmm. You know, once one goes in, it seems like a whole bunch go in. Yeah. So the first one seems like it's always the hardest to get. But after, you know, after the floodgates open, they're open. So
shots and traffic.
These guys, like, it amazes me the momentum you guys can generate in the flick of a switch. Like, that, nothing was more electric than that last game in Lakeshore where they were up 1-0. I think Bisson, he got all alone, whatever, roofed mm-hmm. it back in, and yeah. I'm like, oh, that's all it takes. Confidence. It was so close. We were pressing. They got the first one. Literally, like, right after that, it was just bam, bam. Like, yeah. Pashutin netted that one, which I love. He always does that little half wind-up clapper. What an addition he's
nasty,
been.
Yeah.
He puts it in. And then it was, like, Sagan off the rush. Just, he rifled it.
Yeah.
Right past the glove. And then Martineau under the glove, like, that low glove. Not saying anything here, but we were talking with Olsen about it. That low glove is becoming the place to shoot on goalies now. You scored on Chartrand, I think, the last time at holding that backdoor pass.
Yeah.
Like, it's the same thing.
Garbage goal.
Yep. Got to get those. Those are the ones that win you games. Like you said, you're not giving up against those goalies. They're going to shut the door, but one's got to get through eventually. And
well, that's like Dowling right now. He's catching fire, but if you look at most of his goals in the series against Blenheim there, he's parked out right in front of the crease.
Tips, stuff like that.
Rebounds.
Yeah, get to those
passes,
dirty areas, baby.
You know?
Well, that's the thing. He changed, like, so much from the regular season. Like, he was almost, like, trying, like, Datsyuk stuff. Like, you go between the legs off the, like, he almost did that a couple times. Like, crazy stuff like that. His rush game's really good. Fast skater, like, but all of a sudden now, like you said, he's just right place, right time.
Yeah, and
you
that's
don't have to do flashy stuff.
He's one of those guys. He's got all the skill in the world, Dals, and he's, you know, everywhere on the ice. He can pull stuff that, you know, I could never dream of doing. But Tony he's been pretty hard on him, you know, getting in the right spot, stuff like that. And, you know, I mean, that's what I go back. Tony knows his stuff because, you know, he goes to the right spots. Now he's catching fire here. So
one of the things I wanted to ask you is, like, how are the new guys settling into the room? Wyatt Slochis,
Shane. Bellsmaker.
Yeah, he's been a great addition. Like I said to Mike, like, how did you get their captain? Like, you know what I mean? Of all guys, like, how did you get? Because I remember seeing him play with his old squad there, and I'm like, man, that guy's a mean son of a bitch when he plays. He hits. I think he fought Dembo earlier this year too. Dembo threw a hit on somebody like second game. I was there.
I thought it was a bigger.
I was there. It was Shane.
Pretty. I like because he plays calm.
But
he's not very flashy. Yeah. Just as calm. He's like, he reminds me a lot of when Dunner was playing.
Who
here,
was
like
the third one? It was Wyatt, Shane,
Luca.
So we all know how Luca set in. But how has everybody kind of, you know, set into the room, played into the whole like system of the like 73, so that everybody adapt pretty good?
Well, I think the thing that helped with these guys too, they came in before the cruise, and you know, that's a big team bonding thing. So. But I think, you know, with our group of guys that we have, you know, it's a real good group. You can be yourself in the room, and, you know, we hold guys accountable. Don't get me wrong. Like, if you're being an idiot, we'll tell you. But
for sure.
I think it's just an easy squad to fit in with. Mm-hmm. it's fun. We win a lot, right? So winning's fun. Mm-hmm. But it's everything. The way we're treated, the things we do off the ice, like get dinners after games, food on the bus, just everything. Like, it's just a class A organization. Mm-hmm. So I think that in itself just makes it a lot more comfortable. I know myself, coming from the Flyers down to Essex was a pretty easy transition.
Yeah.
So these guys, I think, I know Pelzy for sure. He's very happy to be on the flip side. I know for most of his junior career, he's been on kind of the bad stick, the mm-hmm. bad end of the things in the league. But, you know, he's happy to be here, have a chance to win. And same with Wyatt, you know, he's just looking to be a winner, right?
Yeah. So he was essentially on, but he was in a little bit of a rough situation in junior B with his team, right? Like, they weren't the best, right?
I honestly couldn't tell you anything about that. But
I think they were
struggling, he played for, what are they, Port something. He played for the Sailors.
Okay.
He played in this league before, two years ago.
How clutch has he been, though?
He's been good. Like, he's been
big saves. What,
3 out of 7 games.
That save against Blenheim.
That save against Blenheim was nuts.
2-on-0. Yeah.
I thought we were going to overtime.
I'm like,
night.
He's got to ice his groin after that one. Yeah. Holy smokes. And I bet you guys, that's when you're like, you know, those first, a guy will be your netminder, right? Yeah. You're like, oh, yeah, he's, you know, whatever. He's like, but when they make that save, I'm sure your confidence just went.
Yeah,
that beer. When you see a guy lay it out on the line like that,
someone owes that guy a beer on that save. My God!
And the good thing too is, it's not very common where you see three goalies on a team,
right? Yeah.
And I think the guys that we have, McBride and McCabe. I know McCabe's obviously hurt right now and out, but you know they've handled it extremely well too. Made him feel at home as well, and they pull for one another. You know, McBride starts. Wyatt, McCabe are rooting them on, you know, cheering them on, and vice versa, whoever's starting, right? Yeah. So that also, too, I think has made him kind of feel good, you know? These guys are rooting for him, too. They're not just like, oh, who's this guy coming in, taking our spot or whatever,
in,
you know?
Take our spot. See, that's, this or that. It's not like that.
That's bad when teams have that. Well, that comes down to coaching and just the whole organization when they have that mentality of me, right?
Mm-hmm.
Those aren't the guys you want on this team. And
no, and
I think Essex kind of, if there ever were guys like that, Mike addressed it.
And
this year, it just
really
looks, it
get
feels
that
different.
Sense coming from you guys, though. Like, I see you guys in the room, or not in the room, but before you go out for warm up and stuff like that. And like, I just see how you guys are with each other and the team interaction. So one of the things I wanted to ask you, we kind of talked about off the air, is so when we first joined staff, my job on staff is social media. So I run the Facebook, the Instagram, stuff like that. So one of my first games with you guys, I'm sitting down there and Bryce come out, Bello, and I was just sitting there and he come out and he goes, "Hi, I'm Bryce," and everybody at the same time, "Hi, Bryce." Like, just like that. I looked at someone next to me and I would I don't know what it's from.
It's from Finding Nemo.
Yeah, like, I'm gonna know that. Like,
come on, you got two young kids.
I'm almost 40 years old. You think I'm gonna know that?
There's Marlin and Dory coming, and it's like there's like this almost like an AA meeting or something.
So is that where it came from?
Yeah,
it's our own little spinoff. And but there's a bunch of different stuff.
Okay, you're like, "Hi, Bryce."
Literally
exactly.
The whole team. Yeah. And I looked at somebody. I was like, "What the hell was that?" Because I didn't know.
That's awesome.
Like,
you don't get the reference.
Yeah,
so
they're like,
you're
they're
just
like,
completely
yeah,
lost.
They're like, "That's just something we do." One of the other things too, I laugh about what you guys make them do is any public skating or anything with that, you guys make them wear his helmet. Right?
Oh yeah, all the young guys. Yeah.
Okay, so why? Is that just a, hey, you're a like rookie, so you have to wear your helmet?
Yeah, like, you know, you're a rookie, you're one of the young guys, you know, safety first. We can't have you getting hurt, so not old enough out there.
Because I was there at the one skate, and I was like, why is Bello wearing his helmet? And they're like, because he's a rookie. I'm like, well, okay. Like, they're like, got to be safe with the rookie. I'm
you
like,
know what? Those guys are young.
They take
but
it
I,
well,
I
too,
love,
though.
I love the resiliency. For you know, sure. Like, a guy like Marcus Levesque, like, he got hurt early on, and like all year he was pretty much looking on from the stands, and like he come back, he got his goals, he got the monkey off his back, and like, it's got to be good for you guys to see these young kids, the next generation of 73s, right, coming in. And how do you feel that you've been able to mentor guys like that who come in, and it's, you know, they're freshmen, they're fresh fish, you know, new to the league?
I think just, you know, all the guys on our team, if you look around the roster, I think most, I know not all, but I want to say almost all the guys on our team have played at a higher level at some point in their careers. So, you know, there's a lot you can take, even just watching, you know, even just watching some of the way the guys play, there's a lot you can take. And it's just, you know, I think these guys do a good job at being involved too. You know, they're not just rookies who are like, you know, like Bryce, you know, like he's a little bit too far sometimes, but you know, he's part of the team just as much as any other guy. And you know, that's good too. They're confident when they're out there. You know, it's kind of nerve wracking when you're on a team like who's pretty successful, only has very few losses in the season, to come in and, you know, do your thing. But those guys have done their thing. I'm sure they've learned a lot between the players that we got and the skill and the talent and then the coaching. I'm sure those guys have learned a ton, and their games too, have, from the start of the year to now, like, it's like night and day. So
do you find that, like, everybody on the team just kind of knows their role going forward, that everybody just kind of knows a job that they have to do?
That's a big thing, I think, also, too, that we talk about in the room is check your ego at the door. Mm-hmm. Know your role. Don't try to be someone who you're not. Don't try to be someone bigger than you are. Like, we all are the same. We're playing for the same team.
Yeah.
You know, if you're a goal scorer, go score a goal. If you grind and muck on the walls, go do that. And that's just the mindset, is like, check your ego at the door. Mm-hmm. And it's just, you're not playing, you're no longer playing for your name. You're playing for the Essex 73. Yeah. So
for sure, man,
those are the teams that win.
Yeah.
I have that mentality. You look at it, there's teams, and I'm not putting them down, but there's teams up north. Oh yeah, that's nice. You got 100 points. The rest of your roster got 15. Yeah. Like, that's only going to carry you so far. It's when you all realize we've got a role to play, right?
For sure.
If you play it, that's how you're going to win. You don't just say, oh, that guy can do my job. Mm-hmm. No, you got a job. You got to do it.
One of the things that I really notice with the team is how much you guys stand up for each other. And, like, so one of the things that sticks out to me earlier on in the year was, I think we were playing Dresden, and Pick got hit behind the net. And he got hurt.
Yep.
And they brought him off the ice, and Coves, and I don't know what he said, but or whatever, but the kid who he fought then was, I could read his lips, and he said to one of the guys on his team, he's like, I think I'm going to have to fight here, because he knew, right? Mm-hmm. And Coves was talking to him, and I said to your dad, because I was sitting with him at the game, and I said to Pat, I said, I think we're going to have action here. And he said, what do you mean? And I said, I think we're going to have a scrap. And as soon as the puck dropped, gloves went flying. I'm like, oh, okay, here we go. And Coves gave up some size, but then they flicked their helmets off. And right away, I'm like, oh, so for everybody that doesn't know, normally when you take your own helmet off in junior C, the refs are supposed to break you up. But however, I gave full marks to the refs that night. I won't say who it was because I don't want them to get in shit, but I know I'll tell you guys off the air.
I didn't know they're actually supposed to break it up. I know it's an extra to break game,
it up.
I think.
Yeah, they are supposed to break it up. But the linesman looked at the ref as soon as they took their helmets off, and the linesman and the ref went like this.
I mean,
like,
I don't think they wanted to get in between that.
No. But Kuvio's the things too, it was a good scrap. But one of the things that really stood out to me was at the end of that, Coves shook his hand.
Yeah.
The kid was sitting on the ice, and Coves was standing above him, and he shook his hand.
And
that goes a long way.
It's like, that's a good old hockey fight. You know, I don't think he meant, there was no ill intentions.
No, he didn't mean to hurt him, but that's, hey, you hurt our guy.
That's our captain.
Now we're going.
That's his line mate, and you answer the bell. So, I mean, good on that guy.
I give that kid full marks.
Yeah, exactly.
And I give Coves full marks too. Like, that's, you're standing in there sticking up for your team, and that guy answered the bell for hurting the captain. Like, I don't see anything wrong with that.
Yeah, no, and we got a lot of guys like that on our team too. Mm-hmm. We haven't had too many fights, I don't think,
this
year.
You guys have only had maybe 5 or 6 all season.
They were like all near the start.
Yeah, it hasn't been a lot.
But like Coves for sure. He's a team first guy.
Oh.
He would.
I would take a team of that guy.
He would break both arm, both legs to do whatever he's got to do to win for this team. So
I'd take a team of that guy, man.
Yeah.
And
but he could score and stuff too. Like, he's a good player. He's he's a good all around player.
He's got a good snapshot.
Yeah.
Well, he's got two good line mates next to him.
Yeah, he does too. So
that's right.
That always helps too. Well, every time I see you guys go out, I'm like, oh boy.
Yeah. Here like, congrats, by the way. That's your, almost doubled your best points.
Yeah, this is a career year.
Well over
for
a point
you.
Per game.
Yeah. Yep.
And also, hey, we didn't even get this guy. Happy belated birthday. But he turned 22 yesterday.
22.
So.
Holy
Yeah, Luke Shirk era, eh?
Yeah.
22. Fuck, I don't even remember 22.
It was a while ago, eh?
Is that a shot at me?
I don't remember 22 either. I haven't hit it.
Yeah, because you haven't hit it yet. That's what I mean. But, and everybody asks us, too, like, because you and I are, like, the age gap, right? Yeah. Like, everybody asks, I'm like, I don't know, man. We just make it work. But that's how.
Liam could probably attest to the fact I've always kind of, like, had an older mentality. Like,
yeah, for sure.
Yeah, you definitely
like when
don't
we were,
act your
well,
age.
We went to grade school
you
together.
Don't either, Halsey. You don't. You guys are way no, above
Liam,
your age.
Liam was always... he was kind of respected. He's kind of like the Essex Public legend. Like
everyone
will remember Liam Hall with the long hair back in the volleyball days. But,
I don't
did you
think...
have the old, like, what did you have? Like, did you have, like, mullet? Did you have the wings?
No, it was just straight down, grease. Looked like, I honestly looked like I was a girl for sure. But, that's never going to come back. I mean, this is too long right here.
I was literally just about to ask you, so are you going to bring that back?
Yeah,
those are the
no.
good times.
No. Like, no. Never bringing that back.
Oh, man.
I love it.
But another thing I wanted to bring up, your mom made a post about it the other day, and it melted my heart, and it's a testament to the person you are, but also what you stand for. Talk about this Windsor Bullets.
Yeah, with the Windsor Ice Bullets, yeah.
Windsor Ice Bullets. You're in an awesome duo with a young aspiring sled player by the name of Nate.
Nick.
Dash one.
Talk about what it's been like to have that opportunity and share some time with him, a lot of time with him.
It's honestly a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. I started doing that last year, going out to Amherstburg on Wednesday nights. Just to get some volunteer hours, you know. I watched a couple of their games when I was a little younger too with my mom and whatnot. Mm-hmm. She's good friends with the people who are help run it. But I just started off and I was just shooting pucks and, you know, help push pucks around and whatnot. And then here comes this guy in a Sioux Greyhounds jersey. And they said, oh, can you help push? Yeah. And it was like from that moment on, it was like we connected. And it's a lot of fun. Like, and even the improvement when we first started doing it, and Nick has cerebral palsy. Mm. So he's limited in what he can do out there. But he's actually got a pretty wicked wrister. But no, it's just like seeing the improvement from where even from last year to now and stuff. It's like me and him have become pretty good friends. You know, we don't talk, nothing like that. He can't communicate.
Yeah.
But just like the game of hockey out there doing our thing.
Yeah.
It's
a bond.
It's a bond. Yeah. And it's like every Wednesday night, every time I come out of the room, I see him. He's got this big smile on his face, ready to go.
It's all about.
Yeah. It's what the game's all about. So.
100%.
So are you like on your skates or are you like in the sled? Like,
no, I'm just on my skates in like a tracksuit or whatever. He's in his gear.
Have you tried to go in one of those?
No, they said I could in the next couple of weeks. I got to see what's going on. I do got to try it.
That's got to be a hell of a workout too.
Oh, I don't
know. Like, your arms got to be body. Like those guys' arms got to be ripped.
Yeah.
Because like I'd pass out doing that. Like that's crazy workout, man.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's
what you do. Yeah, that's incredible.
Different level
man.
Of connection, right?
Yeah.
When you, I could speak to it a bit because my I had a buddy whose dad had MS and like I watched him deteriorate. But just that when you have a different connection with someone like that, it really builds character, and it builds your heart, right? Yeah. It's something that. You know, being a man, right? It's it's a lot more than just being macho, right? It's,
for sure.
Being able to establish bonds like that, that are, they're different than just being a friend, right? It's like a brother.
Yeah. So. And like, it's no different than me, you wanting to play hockey, our favorite sport, right? We actually are pretty similar. We talk about, cause I, message him on Instagram and stuff. We talk and, just like me, you know, video games, movies, TV, action TV shows, like, and it's just like, he, you know, he was born with, you know, it's unfortunate, but, you know, he's still out there doing exactly like what he loves. And, you know, I'm fortunate to be a part of it, helping him out there. So
he's doing everything you guys are doing on the ice. Yeah. He's playing hockey.
Yeah. And it's actually, it's incredible. Like, you should see some of these players out there. It's like, I cannot believe the talent level of some of these players out there. It's pretty impressive. So
you said that's Wednesday nights in
Amherstburg. Yeah. Right? Amherstburg.
So this is probably obvious, but so is that why on the one side they have the clear bench?
Yeah. Yeah. Like the plastic or like the fake ice. Yeah. Yes. So they like get ready outside, like right by the benches and stuff. Okay. And so then, yeah, they can just like slide themselves on the ice.
I've never seen a game or anything like live, like
we gotta
in
go.
Person. So we should go.
Yeah. 100%.
I'd be down to do that.
For sure.
Even just go out there. Just what we'll do though is we'll print a bunch of shirts
and
we'll go out and we'll flick some shirts around to the boys and everybody playing, and I'm down for that.
What's Nick's full name?
Nicholas Irvin.
Nicholas Irvin.
Yeah.
So shout out Nicholas.
Yeah.
Shout out and we'll come and cheer you on one of these days.
We're definitely
going to
come see you guys. Yeah. We got it.
Yeah.
We got it.
No, it's, you know, I never really knew too much about sledge hockey. I've obviously seen it and stuff, but actually going out and kind of experiencing a little bit, it's actually amazing what they're doing out there. So
would you maybe shoot a little content piece on you going in one of those?
You know, we could maybe work on something
That'd be cool.
Gotta dial that in.
I think that'd be cool.
Oh,
dude, like just seeing like some of the stuff that you do away from the like 73s, like with the kids and public skates, and like you'll sign an autograph for anybody. You'll take a picture with anybody. Like I was saying to you last time, you are what a 73s like player should be on and off the ice. Like you are the like perfect structure of a 73s player on and off the ice.
Well,
so I commend everything that you, is that the right word? Is that the right word? Commend?
Yeah.
Is that the right
commend
word?
Commend you.
Okay.
I commend you.
Sometimes I get a little, but no, yeah, but just honestly, man, everything you do off the ice, like I love everything you do off the, obviously I love everything you do on the ice, but
wow,
just when I see you off the ice and your, you know, like interaction with fans and what you do out there in Amherstburg and all that, man, like it's top tier. So
yeah, no,
it's awesome.
Definitely. It's always been, well, like we were talking earlier about how it's odd, like, you always remember the 73s player being like these older guys who are like great at hockey. And then you're like, wow, like next year, if I were to play, that would have been my overage year. So it's like, that's really odd to think about.
Mm-hmm.
And especially for Liam, when he was like the first one from like Essex High, why it ended up doing that. But like, I remember Liam because going to grade school, knowing him from that level, just when he came to Essex, it was like, holy smokes. And I think his first game in town here, he should have had a hat trick. I'll remember it. You got a tip in overtime. I think it was Quinn Fizika shot it. And you got the redirect. And then I ended up talking to him the next day. It's going, I'm like, you should have had your first game. And he's like, it's not that big of a deal. They give the credit to Fizika. So it was just two goals for Liam. But it's always been special seeing the development you've had through the years. Like, it's been awesome watching your like progression. Like first 10 games here, you had 5 goals. Next year, point per game, you're playing on that. Well, this is post-COVID. There's a couple of years hiatus in there.
COVID.
Or a year and a half. And then you come back, play with the Chittle and Smitty line, point per game. And then last year, experienced a bit of a dip in points, but became more of a complete player. I think you would agree. Just all around. And then this year, well over a point per game.
Boom.
Just lighten it up. And also, I want to talk about, was it a conscious decision or did it just kind of come with your evolution of yourself as a person, the dip in penalty minutes? It slowly went down every year.
I think that is a lot to do with just maturing as a person and as a player as well. A lot of people, I mean, I'm sure people talk and stuff, but I'm sure they don't know. I wore the A my second year in Essex here. And then there was some off-ice stuff, issues and my attitude and whatnot, which was all on me. You know, I'm not...
That was like a year or two ago, right?
Yeah, that was 2 years ago now, I think.
Jamie McDermott?
No, that was with Danny.
Okay, yeah.
But we had our issues and whatnot, and, you know, I love Danny to death. Yeah, I don't have course. A bad thing all to right, say.
Yeah, oh, for sure.
But, you know... I just I had a little attitude. I had a chip on my shoulder, and I think that's how I played on the ice too at the time, which, you know, was good at times, but also too 100 penalty minutes in a 30 something game season is probably not the best thing for the team, right? So a lot of conversations with different guys, Jamie, and really helped out, and Pales too. Mm-hmm. And it's just growing as a player and realizing, you know, it's not about me, you know.
For sure.
It's not the Liam Hall show here. It's the Essex 73s. So, you know, if I got to bite my lip and, you know, not say anything to the guy on the ice or, you know, in front of the net, just kind of skate away, then that's what I'll do.
Look at you, Halsey, growing up and stuff.
This guy.
When I was watching, you were welding guys' eyes shut when you first started playing.
I think I remember the first highlight I put up on that 73s highlight page I had going like a year ago was Liam chirping a Wheatley player. He like ripped the puck in and then like yelled right in like Cat's face or something. Yeah. But I think you're good buddies with Cat, right? Yeah. So
I think his first interview on here, his first game after that, about 5 minutes in, he got kicked out for a fight.
Yeah, it was
you were like, you missed it. I was like, oh.
Yeah, it was the game after the interview.
It was literally the game after.
Yeah.
It was like the next night.
And then you guys actually at the same time, like around that time, I think you guys were on a streak for like having guys on and then they were getting in fights like.
Yeah, it was either was it fights or goals?
I think it was fights. Like I think like you guys had
we turned so into we goals,
we turned guys into complete goons.
Yeah,
but we had you on. You got in a fight, and then we had
I think it was the Dembinski.
Yeah,
Connor.
Yeah,
that's right.
And then Connor got in a fight, and then we had one more after that, and then there was a fight, and then I think it switched the goals. For
you know what? I think did you guys have? I could be wrong, but. Did you guys have Smitty or one of those guys?
We had them both on at the same time.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It was Smitty who you would never think would fight. I think
he
went to Petrolia and he got in a tilt there.
And then Chittle got in a fight at home versus Petrolia.
Yeah.
Sorry, boys. We're just, should I just go over there and grab those glasses or what?
Put the welding
glasses on. So funny story about those glasses. So Tristan's dad. So my saying when a fight is I'm gonna weld your eyes shut. Okay, so your dad obviously thought it was hilarious. So he comes here the one day, stops by or whatever, we're shooting the shit, and then he's like, here, I got something for you.
Oh man.
So he gives them to me, and it was like those welding glasses hanging on the wall over there. So, and then now since I've had them, you guys haven't had a fight yet. So I haven't been able to like slide them on during the show or anything like that. So we might have to change out here, maybe come. But I don't know. I'm not encouraging anybody to fight. But if it happens, it happens.
Please
but
not against Lakeshore.
I haven't got to slide them on yet. So
yeah,
you gotta slap them on. If we ever have a guy on, another 73s player, you gotta come on. If they do a scrap, we gotta put them on.
Who do you think would be another good interview for us on here? I would like to interview like someone like Kuvion, Pix.
Piccolo's a pretty quiet dude.
I think we could.
I think Pix. If you get Pix
talking
at the right, yeah. If you get him,
I think we can get him. He already said he would come on.
Yeah, well,
these guys Pix, just
figure it out.
Come on, Gabe.
Because I know you're watching this. So figure it out.
I don't know. There's a bunch of characters in our room. I think McKibben too.
Yeah, Kibber would be good.
I think
Shirk
too.
Like I told him, like Shirk. You and Shirky, I put kind of like, listen, every year you're here, it's got to be once a year.
Yeah, I don't know. And he should be back on here, too, for real.
Figure it out, Shirky.
Yeah just keep it kind.
Yeah.
Shirky, let it rip.
Keep it kind, Luke.
Let it rip.
No, let's... but
he's
anyway.
He's all good. He's fine. No, we'll make sure he doesn't say anything crazy.
We gotta, like, we've reached out to guys, and they're always kind of, come on. It's not that. I think they're a bit more nervous.
Is it that hard to sit here and talk to us?
No. Yeah. No, it's not that hard at all.
Literally, I did not write one question for this. I did not write anything because I wanted to just be... Did you write anything for this interview?
No.
Just the boys.
And we've been sitting here for almost an hour now.
Yeah. Chatting
away. You know what I mean? It's just... But why...
We're obviously...
But we cover the team pretty good, too. Yeah, like, we know a lot about you guys.
It's so awesome. Man, it's... Doing, like, the... Like, making all the graphics and stuff. Like, you cover the game day live and do all the score updates. Like, you're a blessing for that because I got to be up in the booth and stuff. But doing the graphics and stuff, it's been, like, so fun. Like, last year doing that... Well, actually, it was 2 years ago. I just figured, what the heck? I'll do that. Every night I sat in the second period and did the highlights. And then you guys contacted me, got in here.
Well, you wrote us an email first because, remember...
Pretty well written.
It was very well written. But, honestly, you kind of threw me off.
It's not about me. I'm just saying I'm coming, able to come in and do this. And now the opportunity this year, like talking with Pales, and he's like, dude, you're like, you love this team. And I honestly, I just love watching you guys. Like, just becoming immersed in, like, obviously it's different. You're on the team versus watching it, but it's still live or die with you guys. Like, it's been a lot of emotions.
Tuesday nights
watching.
Is spent. It's automatically.
Oh yeah. Tuesday like I had a placement. I had placement class throughout, and I'd sneak out to that. I was like, I'm not sitting there in this class when I could be watching 73s on a Tuesday night. So
yeah. Well, I mean, it doesn't go unnoticed.
Oh,
I mean,
good.
The boys this year, I know for a fact, we send in those highlights and the everything we see and stuff on in the chat. So, but especially actually, I wanted to. Talk to you. I wanted to actually you too.
Oh shit.
On your you guys have been behind the mic a little bit. I know you fill in sometimes for Brendan there, but just you guys have been doing a great job. And it actually fires me up on Instagram. We go after the game, it fires me up. Like, I'm already fired up.
Yeah,
big
it's
win.
Like, fuck, I can't sleep till
and
two
then it's like it's like oh yeah, like here we go. So no, I think you guys are doing a great job. So
man, we try to do like I said, we love being around you guys. We love working for the team, being involved and everything. Like, so kind of quick story on how all that came about was, so when they were going to be doing the whole PJHL TV and stuff like that. And so it was during the summer, I got a call from Mike and Mike was like, we need to talk. So right away, I'm like, oh, shit. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
what I do now?
I thought I was in shit because sometimes it's been known where I can be very opinionated.
Yeah.
Okay. So
Boy.
I thought at first, like, did I say something on a podcast that, like, Mike didn't like? Or it worries me when I get calls from Mike. Okay. So, like, he probably worries you guys once in a while,
too.
When you get a call from Mike. So, and Mike's, and it kind of made it sound like he's like, hey, we need to talk. So I'm like, oh, shit. And then he's like, bring Tristan. So I'm like, okay. So then that was when we went to his house. We sat around the pool and we had a nice talk with him. And he's like, we got this firing up, PJHL TV. We want you guys to do it. Brendan Jones, So we were kind of like a team. We tossed these guys on the mic. I just kind of, and by the way, Rick Shushard. So him and I just kind of oversee it and these guys do their thing. And, but me and Rick, I'll tell you, that guy, me and him spent 6 hours the one day at the rink because where they had the whole like freaking camera, the wires and everything, it was all downstairs. So when these guys had to plug into whatever they had to plug into, they would have to call the game from downstairs. They wouldn't even been able to see the rink.
No.
So yeah, Rick and I cut every single zip tie. And we rewired the whole thing upstairs into the booth. And then they took it out of the booth because it was in the sound booth with Lexi for a bit.
Yeah.
And then they moved it out of there and put it to like where it is to like where it is now, to where you guys got the cabinet, to where you guys come out for warm up and everything.
Yep.
Rick, I will say, has done a incredible job working with us. Because now it's all set up to where we just boom, plug in, bam. And like one of the things I was going to ask you too, but you kind of answered it. I was like, how does the boys like all the highlights?
You say that, Ant. He texted. I put out like I usually do all. Sometimes I'll put
we
on the
try
story,
to send
like,
you guys
what do you want
your,
more? He's like,
your highlights.
Do the highlights for like every period and like every game. And I was like, all right, sounds good.
So, but now that's something that we're kind of trying to like me, like my job with the team is social media. So I try to figure out different ways to set us aside from other teams that make us stand out. So, and I'll be honest with you, man, we bust our ass.
We can tell, honestly,
and stuff like that. I try to get you guys as much exposure as we can.
Yeah,
and definitely. We put out videos. We put out you guys going out for warm up. We like I'm trying to like next year. I don't really want to say like too much because there's gonna be some stuff next year. I'll tell you when we get off the air here. But there's gonna be some stuff next year that there's gonna be some conversations that are gonna have to go down and this and that. But I'm just glad that you guys like everything because like it makes all the work that we put into it worth it.
Yeah, well, like, it's honestly, you say you're trying to separate from other teams and stuff. I think that's also too why like us as players find it like we get fired up and stuff is like what other team is posting like your goal highlights, you know what I mean? Like you can show, you know, the cute girl down the street, hey, you see this on Tuesday
what
night.
What did
know?
I say? So I don't know if I sent you any photos, but I sent the goalies a couple and I sent them like photos. I'm like for the babes, and they're like, fuck yeah. Like,
you know, oh, you know what? I think they actually, we were talking about that, like, this was a bit ago, but
I think
yeah.
it was McBride.
Yeah.
I sent it to, and I was like, for the babes. He's like, fuck yeah. And I was like, yeah. Yeah. But, do you have anything else for him?
Just like, talking more about that, like it's pretty cool to, I love calling those games because for me, it feels like the big leagues. Like, you guys are. It's awesome. Like I said, I've come really attached to you, watching you the past couple of years and covering you. And it's just, I try and put all that passion into the calls, and I'm really happy you guys appreciate it. Like, I remember when I was just doing the page on my own, I sent like a group chat thing and you guys were like, yeah. And I remember even last year, I try and send some memes sometimes. And now that I'm with the team, it's kind of like, it's kind of different.
We have to watch what we're doing, right?
And I kind of want to, if we could get a bit more humor in it, but still try and be professional.
Don't
but
worry about
like
it.
It was always, yeah, Goody would always get the memes like right away. And yeah, just stuff like that is, I really bring in people to the team, you know, far and abroad. Like there's this other page that just started up. We'll give them a shout out. The two young girls did like the S673's fan page, and they're kind of doing their own little, they're young girls, but they're really
like, what the
passionate. I wasn't sure who it was. I'm like, all right, who's trolling us here? Yeah. But no, they really care about
the
team.
They do. They
and they changed the imagery a bit. And
they're actually going to come see us at the next game to meet like face to face.
Yeah. Well, the one I was talking with the one girl, and I won't give away her name because she wants to be anonymous, but like,
we don't
she
do
lives
that,
far away and like does all the coverage online and like watches the game.
She'll
and, like,
take our like highlights and repost.
Yeah. And it's
stuff.
Just,
like,
you got a lot of eyes on you.
She,
right now.
She does help us out. They do help us out a lot.
Yeah.
So
they do the TikTok. They do kind of that more like modern TikTok.
And they watch
it.
Every episode of us.
Yep.
So
big
thank
shout
you.
Out to them.
Thank you for that. Both you ladies. We're not going to say your names because you guys.
Yeah. But anonymous, but obviously like just the growth that the page has experienced. We're not trying to toot our own horn here. Obviously we're having you on.
Fuck that. Us. We're tooting our own horn. We worked our ass off on
the
that
growth
shit, man.
We've had.
It's ridiculous.
It's kind of silly. And like to this point, all the social media stuff we have done has been volunteer.
Yeah. And that's, so, that's like another thing too, is like, you guys
are
taking your time.
We just love being around the team.
I love
man.
Doing stuff like this.
We
like
love
being
the team
able
atmosphere.
To, and like just to make other people happy and to have you guys have eyes on you. Like for a while there on Facebook, I think it was back in November, there was, how many counts were we reaching on Facebook?
We were over 265,000 at a point
like,
in time.
It was crazy. And the growth, we've almost, from the time I started back in July, me and you, we went from like, I think we were like just over 1,000 followers to now we're at almost 1,700.
Yeah.
Or actually, sorry.
We're
almost 1,800.
We're almost 2,000.
Yeah. Right. We're going to hit, we want to hit 2K. Come on, people.
Let's go,
follow
baby.
Follow up the page, Instagram. Yes. We want to hit 2K by the end of this series.
Yes.
It's going to be a huge series. And I imagine, well, we're getting a lot as of late leading up to this Lakeshore series.
For
also,
sure.
I wanted to tell people this is, I'm happy I remember this point. I'm working on that highlight video, this pump up for the finals. If I don't get it out by game one, it will be out by game two for the home game. It's going to be sick. I'm working on it right now.
I think you should
good,
drop
so.
It on right before the home game on Tuesday. Drop it like...
Because, well, I got a
like
busy weekend coming
Tuesday.
Up.
Yeah, you got to drop it
Drop just it during, early drop, enough drop for, it during the day. Yeah. Just early enough for everybody to see it.
Oh yeah.
But yet
it's going to be it's
on game day.
It's pretty listen. It's pretty professional. I'm trying to do a good job here, and honestly all it is iMovie. Yeah. Throw in a music in there, do some splicing.
Well, don't give them our fucking. Well,
it's so if you know what, it's really not that hard. And I want people to understand. Mm-hmm. If you got a creative side, tap into it.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, just go for it. You never know.
If a goon like me can be on staff with the guys like this.
But yeah, long story short, it's all for the 73s. I do this for the team. There's no clouting or anything like
Let's
that.
Let's go,
it's
baby.
Like Liam said, check.
Yeah.
Check your ego at the door.
We just do it because we love it.
I do it because I love it. Me I love too. The 73s. I love having Liam Hall in the 73s. For sure. You look at the past 5 years, you ask people who's been the best player on the 73s. First name that's popping in their head is Liam Hall. Because he's been here every year. And he's been top three in scoring. Yeah. Every year.
Yeah, for sure.
So,
see, if you ask Tony that, I don't know what he'd say. He'd probably tell you that I need to work on my D zone a little bit.
Hey, but you know what, though? That's good.
No, but no, like I said, I got to give all everything, especially this year with the success I've had. I got to give it all to my teammates, especially my two line mates there, and then also to Tony, Jamie stepping back in, Chatty, you know, those guys. Yeah.
We've also shot a invite out to Tony to come on the show. He's agreed to come on, but he's going to come on after the season. So 73s fans, that'll
be... he's all business. You know?
Yes, he is. So. And I, as soon as he said that, I was like, okay, that's whatever. I just want to... We've been trying to get him on here for a year and a half.
Yeah, and he's... He's got a bunch of stories too.
Oh, sure man, I sat like on the bus with him. He sat in front of me, and I talked with him for like 20 minutes.
Yeah,
he had all these stories.
A great
and we were sitting, and
him,
I sat in the coach's room because I was doing the stats that night.
Yeah,
and he was just chatting with me, telling stories about because he coached with like the ECHL and that.
Yeah,
and like all these players he knew
it's
and
crazy,
like
man.
What. We'll get some good stories.
Yeah, we're definitely going to talk
about
it. Do you have anything else for Halsey here? So maybe we can shoot the shit off the air for a little bit.
Honestly, just like replicating what I said earlier, knowing you this long and just like seeing, and I can attest to this as well. Not that Liam was ever a character, but you've really come to a place where you're a guy that people can look up to and should look up to. Your character stands tall everywhere you go, and your name is well known in the Essex community for good reason. Like Ant said, just everything you do away from the team and what you stand for is exactly what this organization needs to grow and attract future generations
for sure
to Junior C. It's a big deal here because of guys like you. And I want to thank you for the memories you brought us here. Hopefully a lot more to come and a few more series
sure,
to come.
Man.
But
a little hardware too, but
we'll see.
Yeah. It'd be nice.
But
when it's all said
and done, you're one of the greats to play in the orange, black, and white.
I appreciate that for sure.
On that note, man, I just want to say best of luck the rest of the way. Yep. Thank you for everything that you've done for us in the show and the team. And I'm sure you're always welcome on this show, dude. Anytime you want, always welcome. And just like I said, thank you for everything you do on and off the ice. It's been a pleasure watching you over the past few years, man. And just let's fucking go, man.
Yeah.
Let's go, baby.
Yeah. It's our time now. Hey, I said, we owe those guys over there, our crosstown rivals. We owe those guys pretty well, pretty good. So over the last couple of years, it's been their turn, but, I think it's our turn now. I think the tides are going to turn in our favor. And like I said, we got a good team. We're not worried. We're pretty confident. We just got to go play like we can. So,
also, last thing. One of my other jobs assigned to be my mic this year was we were given a bit of a manifesto to get everything done. But one of them was come up with a new tagline, right, for this year's playoff run and stuff. And I wanted to ask you, what do you guys feel about that end the drought? You like that? Or?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not really the kind of guy to ask that kind of stuff. Really, it doesn't bother me anyway, or I don't have any sort of opinion. Mm-hmm. But I mean, it's straight to the point. It's what we need to do. We need to end the drought.
Yeah, let's go.
Essex is the most winningest franchise in Junior C's or whatever. That's the thing,
yeah,
right?
Let's add a gem to the crown.
We need a championship.
Let's bring that thing back home and celebrate from there. Yep. So.
Damn Skippy, baby.
Get on the wagon.
All right. Anything else, Tracy? You good?
That's all.
Halsey, thanks so much, buddy.
Yeah, thanks for having me again, and let's go threes.
Go threes, baby.
Go threes.